and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Teddy Roosevelt. Brandon, September 2016. Prologue. Living with Death. Every man owes a death. There are no exceptions. Stephen King, The Green Mile. I have an unusual relationship with death. For most of us, death is a mystery, a thing we fear and seek to avoid, evade, or deny, even to the point of pretending it doesn't exist, at least until we reach our 60s or 70s, and it starts coming around to claim the lives of those we know and love. For me, the face of death is as familiar as the barista at my local coffee shop. In the freezing morning hours of March 4, 2002, I sit with seven of my teammates in an MH-47 Chinook helicopter, codenamed Razor One. We're not moving. We're tied down at Bagram Air Base in northern Afghanistan, waiting for the word to go. We've been deployed as a QRF, Quick Reaction Force, to fly out to the Shaikat Valley near the Pakistan border, about 100 miles south of here, to rescue Neil Roberts, a fellow Navy SEAL who has been shot down on a mountaintop there, along with a team of SEALs who went in to get him out and got pinned down themselves.